Well, hey guys, yeah, we're going to continue this conversation around missions and Global Impact Week. To give you some background, right, about our university and the denomination that we're in, we are a part of the Christian Missionary Alliance, right? And part of the Christian Missionary Alliance is they offer short-term mission trips. We have hundreds of missionaries all throughout the globe, but we also offer short-term trips, and that's through an organization called Envision, which is with our denomination. And this morning, we have someone who works at the national office, who works in Envision here to share a bit more about the opportunities that we're going to have. So would you welcome with me Ciro Castro. All right, Ciro, could you give us some insight into who you are, where you grew up? Just tell us who you are. Who's the guy who's on stage right now?
Yeah, so my name is Ciro, and I'm originally from Brazil, and so I was born there. And when I was 3 years old, my family moved from Brazil to the country of Turkey in the Middle East. And so I lived 18 years of my life in Turkey. And then when I was 21, I moved to the States.
Amazing. And tell us about your job, right? You live in Ohio, a little less mountainy there, am I right?
Correct.
But tell us about your job.
Yeah, so I work with Envision. As Brandon just shared with you, we are part of the Christian Missionary Alliance, just like Simpson University is. And my role, I've been working with Envision for the past 3 years. I actually got to be here on campus last fall as well with my wife. But my role is I help kind of lead our short-term opportunities that we offer through Envision, anywhere from 7 days to 2 years. So that's kind of what I get to do.
Amazing. And to give you guys an insight, 8 of our 14 trips that we announced last chapel, 8 of them are through Envision. And so something that we're going to encourage you guys also is that these Envision sites also not only just offer short-term trips, but they offer internships as well, right?
Yep, that's true. So like, we like to say God is up to something all around the world, right? He's changing lives. He is providing people with care. He's healing broken relationships, and he's inviting all of us to get to be a part of that. And so we have long-term workers who are serving in 21, 22 different locations around the world. And in each of those places, they're inviting people to come and be a part of what God is doing. And so trips is one of them. We offer these short-term trips for groups to go on. And, maybe some of you will get to have done that already this past year, and we'll get to do that again this next year. But, for those of you who think, okay, maybe like going and spending 10 days is great, but I feel like there's something more that God is asking me to do. We have opportunities anywhere from 1 to 11 months for you to go and be able to do an internship. So for you to go a little bit deeper, maybe in your experiences there, the things that you're learning, maybe as you're discerning, what does God want to do with my life, right? Maybe that's a question that you've kind of been wrestling through. Doing an Envision internship is a great way for you to explore that with people who will come alongside you, who will mentor you, will disciple you during that time, but you also get to be a part of what God is doing in his mission all around the world.
Amazing. And then for our nursing students, is there any nursing students in here? Oh, there's a figure. Come on. For our nursing students, what would that look like if they wanted to do a medical mission internship?
Yeah, that's something that we're continuing to explore. Like, we want to create more and more opportunities for you, maybe in the things that God has, wired you for, maybe some passions that he's given you, nursing and medical work, maybe one of them. But there could be so many other things, right? Like business and other things like that. But yeah, we're exploring opportunities for medical internships and what that could look like, sort of the intersection of, being able to care for people through medical means, but also get to do ministry at the same time. And so we have some opportunities there. We have one site in particular that we're really excited about in West Africa, in Senegal, that there are going to be some opportunities that will be popping up really soon. But we're actively exploring more and more locations where we can offer these more tailored and focused internships.
Amazing. And so if a student here is thinking, yeah, I want to do a trip, maybe I want to do an internship after the trip, what would it look like if they're like, yep, I'm interested in an internship, maybe a graduate who will someone who will graduate in May wants to do an internship right after they graduate. What is it, the process look like? Where do they go?
Yeah, it's a good question. So usually we try to, you know, start people at one central place. You know, probably when you applied to come to Simpson, you went to the website, maybe you filled out an application. So similarly, you know, I'd love to chat with you. I'll be around a little bit after chapel and this early afternoon. So I'd love to talk, but kind of the first step that we usually direct people towards is our website. And so you can go on there. You can fill out a short interest form if you just want to hear a little bit more about the different places that you could do an internship at. Or if you're like, you know what, I know exactly where I'm supposed to go, you can actually go ahead and fill out an application on our website as well, weareinvision.com. And I have some like printed materials, like if you're going to forget that, and if you want some like a physical reminder of how to get to it, I would love to be able to hand you a physical print.
Amazing. Yeah. And so, like I said, 8 of those trips are Envision sites that we're going to. And so one of the biggest costs that you'll have to support raise for is the flight. And if you're already there, the cost to extend that 10 days to a 1 month internship really is not that much. And so I do want to encourage you guys to consider, yeah, is there something more? Like Ciro was saying, is there something more for me? And yes, if you want to do an internship, come. Ciro will be here a little early afternoon. He's leaving us today, unfortunately, but back to Ohio where there's plenty of hikes, right? Many more than here. But so grab one of us, find us. We'd love to walk that. Ciro, any last things for, yeah, students who are maybe contemplating missions, short-term trips, internships, any last words?
Yeah. So, you know, there might be many reasons why you would choose to go or not to go. Maybe just one thing to leave with you is, you know, as you think about this trip, you know, maybe there are a lot of obstacles that you see that could be in the way. Could be fundraising, could be maybe you're like, I need to get a job as soon as I finish, you know, the school year or something like that. But my encouragement would be, don't miss this opportunity. You know, I think it would be rare to find someone who would look back and be like, man, I wish I didn't do that, right? But a lot of times it's like, oh, like that was such an incredible opportunity. It's not just a time to connect with God, it's time to connect with others around you as well and to even deepen relationships. And so, you know, if you're kind of contemplating in your mind, I would just encourage you, just take the step of faith and boldness and just see how God will continue to provide along the way. And just continue moving forward in faith.
Amazing. Thank you. Well, yeah, guys, like I said, Ciro's going to be here. Catch him at the end of chapel right away. And while we transition, watch this video about some of our students who went on trips last year.
Hi, my name is Hannah Hartsburg, and I went on the Maui softball missions trip. We were able to help with the sports and arts camp for a local community church. We were able to run a softball clinic for the Lahaina community, and we were able to do some fire cleanup for a city called Kula. What impacted me most about the trip was just being able to pour into the kids' lives and being able to ask questions about the Bible that I had been asked when I was at that age. Also, being able to just see some of my teammates get baptized. This trip has changed me because each morning during the trip, we are able to just have some devotional time with God before the chaos of the day. And since that trip, it's allowed me to have that personal time with God now in my everyday life. If you're unsure about going on a mission trip, I would say go for it. A mission trip is definitely something that'll grow you spiritually and personally. And I know for myself, I was unsure about a mission trip, but it has really changed my life.
Hey guys, my name is Bella, and I went on the Thailand trip this past summer. So in Thailand, we got to build relationships with people just by going to coffee shops, sitting down with them, and sharing a cup of coffee. We also got to go to the college there. It was right down the street. It was awesome. We got to talk to a bunch of different college students. The Envision team in Thailand was just so amazing. I feel like often in our culture, we're so rushed and we're always go, go, go. But for them, they really took time to sit back, talk with people. Any anybody who came into the coffee shop. And we actually got to turn that into a church on Sundays too, which was so awesome. Just being able to be a part of that community, see what that looks like. It was great to be able to take that home and just show what intentionality and what true love and loving each other looks like. We got to go to an elephant sanctuary, and at one point we got to go in the mud pit with them and wash them. You're thinking on going a mission trip, you should 100% do it. It's a way to be able to be a part of something bigger than yourself.
Hi, I'm Caitlin, and I went on the Guatemala and Belize trip last summer. We did water filter installations for people who didn't have access to clean water, and we also got to share the gospel with each family and connect them to the local church in the area. In Belize, we were called to an area where people felt very lonely and very isolated. It was really cool to get to see how God was working through us to remind those people that He loves them and sees them. And I think for me personally, He really lit my heart on fire for the lost and for people who feel lonely. If you're thinking about going on a mission trip but you're not sure, I would say just do it. The cool thing about missions is you don't have to have everything all put together. God's going to meet you where you are, regardless of whether or not you feel equipped. He's going to equip you and He's going to call you to that area. And I would just say, just take the leap of faith and do it, and definitely talk to people who have done it, because the memories and the experiences are so worth it.
My name is Mark Benrostro, and I went on last summer's 2024 Indonesia trip. On our trip, we got to go to an organic farm and just help out around there. We also went to an orphanage, and we just got to just hug kids and just be with them and play with them and give them love. We also got to go do a river cleanup and get our hands dirty, have a little bit of fun doing that. And then we got to just hang out with college students that live in Indonesia and got to hear their stories. One of the first couple of days we were there, we went to an orphanage. And I think going into it, I think everybody on the team was just a little sad, you know, going to an orphanage. As we were walking in, you know, one of the workers came up to us and was talking about hope and how in this orphanage there's hope. And where there's hope, there's God. If there's someone sitting there thinking about going on a mission trip and you're unsure, I would just do it. I think God's really working here and God's going to work in your heart. And I would pray on it, but I would say just do it.
Hi, my name is Wendy, and I went on a mission trip to Alaska this past summer. The first week that we were there, we got to be on the Prince of Wales Island and got to do a lot of manual labor. And then the second week, we went to a more tourist town called Ketchikan, and we got to be camp counselors for the kiddos there. I think what impacted me most on this trip was the week at kids camp. I was very inspired by two kids who we learned traveled by boat every day to get to camp. And I was very inspired by their willingness to be vulnerable every day and bring their prayer requests during our team time. And that just inspired me to continue having that childlike faith in the Lord. If you're thinking about going on a mission trip but maybe you're unsure, I'd still say just go for it, and even though you may not feel 100% prepared, just keep on praying and the Lord will equip you along the way.
Hey guys, my name is Makoa. I went on a medical mission trip to San Luis Rio, Colorado. The first 2 days we were doing education on hypertension, diabetes, getting their vitals, doing wound care, and the last day we were with the mothers and babies. The biggest impact that the trip had on me was the value of relationships. So they would be in serious health problems, right? They would be poor. They wouldn't have proper housing. One of them wouldn't have a left shoe. Some of the shirts had holes in them. But they had grandma, they had their brothers, they had their sisters. They had people that they could rely on, people that they could laugh with, people that would be there for them no matter what. And that really shaped the way I looked at relationships. I highly recommend mission trips to anyone and everyone, especially if you're timid, if you're unsure, go for it. Give the world what you have to offer. You could stay here in the States and just sit in your little corner, but the world is so big, and to change it, it just starts with you.
My name is Mac Moretto, and I went to the Dominican Republic last summer. On this missions trip, we got to help out at a coffee shop, which was also a ministry. We got to teach classes. We got to teach an art class. We got to teach an English class. And then we got to just hang out with students who came in there to do their work and play games with them. And then we repainted a basketball court. One of my favorite parts of the trip was getting to play basketball with the community members before we repainted the basketball court. And it was cool to see that one of my passions helped me to connect with the people there. Something I learned on this trip is that when we push ourselves out of our comfort zone, it gives God the chance to change us. Ministry shouldn't just be in the four walls of the church. Our neighbors here need the gospel just as much as those in the VR. Traveling to another country for the first time was so eye-opening. It helped me to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. I would say 100% do it. If you're worried about fundraising, you will be supported along the way. I hope, like me, you are overwhelmed by how many people want to give.
Wow. Yeah, that was awesome. Let's give Kia one more round of applause for that video. That was amazing. It was so good. So good. All right, you guys. So last year, we had 8 trips go out overseas and domestically, to serve the Lord. And we had over 60 students go on these trips. And I have asked 4 of these students to come share some of their stories of these trips here in chapel. So I would like to welcome up Quinn, Katie, Grace, and Bella up to the stage. And we're going to have them share. Yeah, give them a round of applause as they come on up. Quinn is going to go first. All right, so Quinn, tell us where you went and what did you do?
Yeah, so I went on a 7-day missions trip last May to the Dominican Republic. I was on Mac's team in that video. We did a bunch of different things. We taught an English class. The majority of the people there speak Spanish. And we handed out flyers for the local coffee shop that the Envision team ran. And so we got to hand out flyers speaking Spanish to some of the college students. The college we helped serve at is the largest in the country. So we got to see a lot of different students and pour into them at the coffee shop, as well as our main service project was painting a basketball court in a local poor area that was kind of run down, and we just partnered with a local church there. And yeah, spent I think 2 or 3 days painting that basketball court in some really humid weather. So really hot, really exhausting, and yeah, a lot of work, but just the work was so rewarding and so fulfilling to just see the joy on so many faces of the people we were helping. I went to church on Sunday, and just a really impactful moment for me was seeing just people worshiping the Lord in another language, just all super passionate, and just like the hunger for God was so evident in that country. And that was really cool for me to see. It was my first missions trip, first time going that far away from the U.S., and it was super, super impactful. I have a Bible verse. That really touched me during my trip there. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, "But you take courage. Do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." And again, like I said, we really persevered through the heat and through some difficulties, and it was really worth it. And I really encourage, if you're thinking about it or if it's on your heart to go to a mission trip, it is a life-changing experience.
So. Yeah, let's give him a hand. That was awesome. Thank you, Quinn. And there's a picture up here of the basketball court. You said it took 3 days to paint that. Awesome. And then do you know the name of that child up there did you remember his name?
His name was Haseel. And he was so much fun. Yeah, Mac and I were chasing him around, and he was so much fun. He only spoke Spanish, but he was, had so much joy. He was
nice.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Very cool. Okay. Who should go next? Who do you guys think should go next? Grace, you're up, girl. All right, so Grace, we have some pictures up here. So Grace, tell us first where you went and what are some of the ministries you did?
Yeah, I went to Indonesia, and some of the things that we got to do were working at a local farm, go to orphanages, and then we went to this club, an after-school program that kids and their mothers could come, and we got to teach them English. We got to connect with university students our age, and then we also got to share the gospel to women who are pregnant that are unwed.
Wow, amazing. Grace, how was this trip spiritually impactful for you?
One of the most impactful moments of this missions trip is when I got to hold a 15-month-year-old baby girl in the orphanage. In that moment, it resonated with me, because when I was a 15-month-year-old girl in an orphanage in China before I was adopted, it just felt so like a for real full circle moment for me, because I was once that baby girl that I was holding. And this brought emotional healing because I realized God's presence and love has always been with me, just like it is through this baby girl. Also, spiritually, it challenged me to always be in the presence of God and to share the love of God, no matter their life circumstances. But it also gave me reassurance to continue the path of nursing that God has provided. And then I would like to share Psalms 139, 13 through 15. And it says, "For you created my most inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth." So, yeah.
Wow. Let's give her a hand. Thank you for sharing that, Grace. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bella, they just passed the mic to you.
I know, okay. I guess I'm going, guys.
Yeah. So Bella is next. Bella, tell, you did share in the video a little bit, but tell us where you went and some of the things that you did.
Okay, so hey guys, I went to Thailand, and it was a lot of fun. I loved it. Okay, so one of the first things that we did was we created relationships with people. We were running on, I would say, like, I don't know, 48 hours of, like, no sleep. but we got to just jump right in, talk with people. We talked to people our age. We talked with college students. We had interns that were there, too, and that was a lot of fun. We just got to create relationships while we were there. We worked with a coffee shop, and we got to just sit and, like, talk with people, have coffee. We led a little bit of stuff on Sunday mornings for church. We got to help, like, with the youth group and help with, like, the little kids. And then we got to have meals after. And then we also got to go to the college that was right down the street. It was super cool. Definitely a very different college campus. Think, like, tall buildings, like, kind of like San Francisco. But it was super cool. We went up to people and just started talking with them. We got to strike up some conversations. And then we got to just, there was one time where we went to a park nearby and we got to like hand out candy to just like families that were walking by and all that kind of stuff. It was fun. We just got to go hang out with some people. We went to a red light district, which I'll talk more about later, but we went to a red light district one day, and then the elephant world, as you guys saw up there, which that was super cool. But overall, it was just a great trip and a different kind of mission trip to where you get to build relationships and see people come to Jesus in a different way and just show love and show, like, what intentionality looks like. And also, like, that's one thing that I learned while I was there was just how to intentionally love people well, and I think that that was just such a great lesson to learn. But yeah,
thanks, girl. Hold that mic for a second. Keep it with you. So, Bella, you talked about a red light district. Would you tell students what that is? And then I know there were some really heavy parts about this trip. Could you tell the students a little about that?
Yeah. So the red light district is basically like rows of streets or blocks. Where a lot of, like, sex workers are, and it was rough because you see lots of women from different ages. Some were probably around 15 years old, trying to seem that they were 21, and they're lined up on rows, just, like, sitting down on chairs, and they have numbers on them, and then, yeah, and then people just... They come up if they want to take that person with them and pay for their services. And it was rough because we were just walking around, like, praying over just the different red light districts that we went to. And I think one thing that, like, really, like, broke my heart was watching this, like, young girl who was all dressed up and literally, like, a 70-year-old man walked straight up to her and tried to pay for her. And I think that is when I completely I broke down and I just had such a hard time because I couldn't do anything about it. And I was so upset at God and I was angry at God because I was like, why are you letting this happen to your people? There was so much more that we saw, so much evil that we saw. Just it felt like such a dark place. So then we, so after that day, we went to the Elephant World to kind of lift some spirits, you know, have some fun. But I honestly, I was still angry. I was still upset. And I remember Friday morning, so 2 days later, I was just sitting there and I was like, God, I don't know what to say to you. I don't know where your justice is for your people. And I was sitting there angry at him, and I just was like, okay, I'm just going to open to a random page in my Bible. And I opened to Proverbs 24, and I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit, but basically it was talking about like human wickedness and how people are, they just don't know what they're doing. They're blind to their sin. And then it talks about God's love and how God is love, and God still loves his people. And then towards the end of that proverb, it talks about like how God is going to have justice and how God is just going to prevail. And God just hit me right there. And he was like, he totally just spoke to me and was like, no, I'm going to have justice for my people, even if you don't see it right now. So that really impacted me. I know that it might be a little bit intimidating to go into some heavy places like that, but it really does open your eyes, and it shows you just the difference from, you know, in America versus another country, and it just, it gives you a whole nother appreciation, and God really does break your heart for his people.
Wow. Hey, let's give her a hand for sharing that. Thank you, Bella. Thank you. All right, who's next? Katie. All right.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Katie, so yeah, we have some pictures up here of your trip. So why don't you tell, yeah, everyone where you went and a few of the things you did.
I went to Guatemala and Belize. That was the video with Caitlin in it. Shout out, Caitlin.
She's on a soccer trip, yeah, but shout out, trip. Caitlin. Yep.
And specifically went to Antigua and Belize City. And I guess like a little short sentence to cap it off would be, we installed water filters into families' homes, and we shared the gospel, which is so cool. Like, we get to have them, like, help them have pure water and living water.
Awesome.
So, this trip helped me grow a lot spiritually, and it was so cool to see how God was moving in each of these countries. And I kind of want to talk about them separately just because each trip was so different, even though, like, relatively they're pretty close, which I was surprised by. In Guatemala, I mean, the biggest word I have for those people is just hospitality. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think of when you think of hospitality? It was, like, so cool to see how they loved on us, mm-hmm. and they would invite us into their homes. They would offer us food, just pretty much anything that they could give, they wanted to give us, which is just so cool to see them like try to serve us when we came there to serve them. And it was just heartbreaking though. Like, the homes that they were living in, like, you know those like little like plastic wavy boards at Home Depot?
Yeah.
They would have like some dirt, just some land, and like one of those, and that's what they'd be welcoming us into. And like the food they would have for us, sometimes it would be like maybe a candy that they had that was expired by like 3 years, and they would be like, please have it, you know. So that's just, it's so inspiring to me coming to America. Like, we have so much and there's so much to be thankful for, but coming into that country and seeing like how thankful they were for everything they had. And on top of that, like, going through daily struggles of their own lives and raising small kids, these are just really cool people. Mm-hmm. And when we got to install the water filter for them, we got to know a lot about them, about their grandkids, about their families, their accomplishments, their shortcomings, just, you know, get to know them a little bit. And these are mentally tough people who are just here to give to us. And when we brought up the name of Jesus, everything just changed for them. Mm-hmm. The fact that a God loved them so much that he died for their sins, and when they felt like they were so guilty for their sins and they weren't worthy of God, to know that he still loved them even in their mess, and that nothing that they could do, they couldn't do anything to earn his love, was so impactful for them. And me seeing that and sharing the gospel with them, I just have, like, it's just incredible how the name of Jesus in the gospel impacts people like that. Like, these mentally tough, generous, thankful people would just break down in tears from literally just the gospel. So it just shows, like, the power of that. And a lot of people hearing us share about the gospel, accepted Jesus into their hearts, which is amazing. So awesome. Then we spent a week there, and a week in Belize. And Belize, I mean, when you think about missions, it's kind of a weird concept. Like, there's a bunch of random people who don't look like you, who are talking to you about a God they don't believe in. And they're like, what are you doing? But that's kind of what we got in Belize. They were a lot more closed off, a lot more isolated. Mm. A lot of just like spiritual warfare that's going on there. And stepping into that, I think, was really tough. So for me, I think that I grew a lot in this week specifically, because I was just praying about it. And yes, like, the gospel is so powerful. And I was really just, it's, I think, more comfortable for me to rely on the word of God, just because, like, it's, I know it's true. It's like, here's the word of God, you know? But I was praying about it, and God was like, share your testimony. Like, share your story. And I was like, no, that's scary. But I wanted to listen. So I was like, okay, the next house I go to, I'm just going to share my testimony, even if it's awkward, even if it's like, it doesn't seem appropriate. I'm just going to share it. And it was this young girl. I think she's about like 15, 16. And I just started sharing my story with her and my testimony, and just like some of the things that I've gone through. And as I was speaking, like, I could just see her face just soften. And I feel like she was really like opening up to me. And turns out, like, we actually had like similar stories, which is like, how cool is that? Like, God put like her in my life. Like, I got the opportunity to share with her, and we happened to have the same story. So that was just really cool, like a really growing experience for me, learning how to listen to God and stay obedient, and just seeing how God can turn all those, all things to good. Mm-hmm. Like, the worst parts of my story was able to minister to somebody else's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you'll see up here, there's a picture over there on the right of Katie installing a water filter. You guys, this team installed over 160 water filters in people's homes. Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, water is like such a, it's so normal for us to get fresh water, but it's not in other parts of the world. So, and then this team also led over 60 people to the Lord through the water filters. Yeah, so super neat. So cool. All right, you guys. Hey, let's give these four one more round of applause for everything they shared. Yeah, thank you, guys. So good. Yeah. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We are going to take the next 5 minutes and put up a QR code. You guys, if you didn't sign up on Wednesday, and maybe you weren't in chapel, and you're interested in signing up for a missions trip, please fill out, scan this QR code, and we'll give you time here in chapel to fill out the form, and it'll be up there eventually. And scan the QR code, and then we're going to let you out of chapel a little early, but don't leave yet. We'll tell you when to leave, and it takes a few moments to fill out that form if you're interested in going on a trip.